From Jericho to Jerusalem and Jonah to John, Daily Bread with Pastor Bradley Booth gives you spiritual insights that make the Bible come alive. In today's episode, Pastor Bradley Booth reminds us how important friendships are and also how fragile they can be. Imagine a place where you don't have to worry about the volatility of such things. Stay tuned.
Have you ever had a best friend? Maybe at school or work or a next door neighbor? And of course, sometimes friendships come in sets of three. The three of you do everything together and the circle gets tighter. You can tell each other anything, share your deepest, most cherished secrets, and go to each other in times of greatest pain or joy. The friendship is so special, you vowed together to never let it end. Now, how do you feel when those friendships are threatened? How do you react if someone tries to push their way into your inner circle, or maybe even tries to break up one of your friendships? It's a common episode among friends, and one that can be quite painful. It can be, in fact, one of the most devastating experiences in life, especially for girls or women. But it's only fair to take a look at the other side of the coin, too. What if you have been the one to threaten a close-knit friendship like that? Ouch! If we are expecting to inherit the kingdom of God, we should play nice. Whether we've been on the receiving end of such treatment or the one giving it, it's not fun. No one likes to be snubbed, and no one likes a troublemaker who tries to push their way into an established friendship either. King Solomon said, "A righteous person should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray." Proverbs 12:26. In heaven, we won't have to watch our back to preserve friendships. Heaven will be a perfect place where everyone will be friends and at peace with one another. Old friends will be reunited. New friendships will be made. And there will be no social cliques or exclusive friendship clubs. Of course, we will probably have some friends who are closer than others. After all, we're only human. But one thing is sure. When we make a friend in heaven, it will be a forever friend. And that's another good reason to go to heaven.
The episode you just heard is brought to you by One Voice Ministries